But first this hour, it's kind of become a daily ritual among politicos and other interested observers in Arizona. Right around 5 o'clock, they go to the election results page on the Secretary of State's website and wait until the new numbers from Maricopa County are posted. County Recorder Adrian Fontes says as of last night, there are still around 126,000 ballots left to count. The Secretary of State's office reports a little more than 147,000 ballots are still outstanding statewide in Maricopa, La Paz, Coconino, and Pima counties. Joining us now to talk about where we stand and what to expect as more votes are tallied is Mike Noble. He's chief pollster and managing partner of OH Predictive Insights in Phoenix. Hey, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with a couple of the races that are still not yet called, starting with the Corporation Commission race. You've gotten some congratulatory emails this morning for Sandra Kennedy, claiming that she has won at least one of the two seats on that race. How comfortable are you that she will be sworn in as a Corporation Commissioner once again come January? And where do we stand in the second seat?
I think with the first seat with Kennedy, I think it's almost a foregone conclusion. I think they're just waiting to see if there's anything else in the ballots. But statistically, there is really, I think, very little path for some of the others in that race. So I think she's safe. And then the second portion is Olson looks to be in a good spot as well with that. And I think the one a lot of us are watching are not only Steve Gaynor's race. Think about it, roughly 2.3 million people will be voted in this election. This race is separated by 4,000 votes. That's insane.
Yeah, so let's talk more about that race for Secretary of State. Do you think most people, we touched on this yesterday as well, and it seems like a lot of people didn't realize, maybe don't know exactly what this position is, that this is vice governor, right? But there are a lot of votes in this race. Do you think the tides have turned there?
Yeah, I think this one was an interesting contest. So it was basically a control crash. We knew Gaynor was up going into early voting. But, you know, as folks, we saw voters were holding onto their ballots a little bit longer than historically. And also you had about $2.5 million spent against them. And Gaynor also spent roughly about $1 million. So you basically had a self-funder, a rich guy, Steve Gaynor, running where he made mad a far richer guy in Tom Steyer, who dropped $2.5 million against him. So I think it was interesting watching this play out. And, you know, I thought you'd probably would break towards Gaynor. However, it's not looking as good, I'd say, for him right now.
Yeah, when you look at where the ballots are still left to be counted, the vast majority in Maricopa and then to an extent Pima County
Pima's
as well.
Gonna hurt.
Two places where Katie Hobbs is leading Steve Gaynor. So would you expect that trend will continue and that ultimately Correct. Katie Hobbs wins?
Yeah, because the trend originally is that actually Steve was winning actually by about 2 percentage points in Maricopa County. But what happened was when that large dump came at the very end of the early ballots where Democrats had some of their best days mm-hmm. in the final days, not only swung that around, so now he's underwater in Maricopa. So that trend, again, at the time, if you would have looked at it, you would have said, oh, I think Steve's probably going to pull this out. However, it's seeing that Maricopa is now upside down due to that late surge and get out the vote effort by the Democrats, you know, it's looking almost like a bridge too far.
How unusual is that, Mike, that Maricopa County seems to be turning blue?
Yeah, well, again, it depends which race you look at. You look at the governor's race, it is ruby red. When you look at the Senate race, it is definitely not. And so I think when you look at a map of Maricopa County, you look at where, you know, the Ducey Garcia contest, you look at the Sinema McSally contest, you look at which precincts they won, it is stark difference. Where the places, for example, in Senate where McSally landed up losing, where governor won, were all suburban mm-hmm. areas. You see it in Ahwatukee, you see it in South Tempe, Deer Valley, Anthony. Northwest Peoria. So I think that's where the issue was, is that, you know, suburban women.
I want to ask you about one of the legislative races that has still not been called, and that is in Legislative District 28, kind of a suburban-type district
yeah.
in the Senate race where Kate Brophy-McGee, the incumbent, is holding like a 500-some-odd vote against Christine Marsh, the Democrat. Given the number of ballots left, we don't know how many of them are from that district. And is it safe to say, do you think, that Kate Brophy-McGee is probably going to hang on here?
Statistically, you'd say that McGee would hang on, given that when a lot of these ballots, these drops would come when kind of the big hits came for Republicans, and the big boost for Democrats is that she weathered them far better than anyone else. So given the trends and with how little votes are left, I would say the bet would go to Brophy McGee. However, you know, there could be some surprise in there. You never know. But again, it's likely it'll be McGee. frankly.
So lastly, I guess, in the time we have left, how you've looked at the numbers, you pulled on this a lot ahead of time. Mm-hmm. How surprised are you by the results this time around?
You know what? Not so surprised. I mean, we said it since the November of 2017, is that dangerous slopes ahead for the GOP. And we knew it wasn't going to be a terrible wipeout year, but we just knew it was a problem. You knew Republicans were just less united. You had anywhere from 16-18% of Republicans that just weren't on board mm-hmm. with their party, and also independents who typically lean towards Republicans in this state. We're leaning towards the Democrats. And like I said, we've been saying it since November. However, we got to this point and, we saw those interesting outcomes.
All right. That's Mike Noble, chief pollster and managing partner of OH Predictive Insights in Phoenix. Mike, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.